Bringing diversity into venture capital investing might mean you got to put it in the contract. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, a group of venture capital firms announced that they're planning to make diversity a core part of their deals with startup founders. The 10 firms committed to including new standard language in the contracts, called term sheets, that they make with startup founders. It's a diversity rider that says that the company and lead investor will make every attempt to include a member of an underrepresented group as a co-investor. It's not binding language, but the idea is that it will create opportunity for underrepresented investors to participate in deals and also attract founders who prioritize a commitment to equity. The initiative was started by Alejandro Guerrero, a venture capitalist based in Los Angeles with the firm Act One Ventures.
I wanted funds to feel because, yes, this is important and everybody out here is talking about it and all the founders are trying to see more that if we are the ones signing up for it, we are actually going to be the ones that have the competitive advantage because founders are looking to work with individuals that are trying to do more. It doesn't have the teeth to say it is enforceable, but that wasn't the point, right? The point here is that all of us know what this is about. All of us are making a commitment. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take some effort. It's gonna take a bit of work, particularly if you know maybe you didn't have that diverse network of potential co-investors to bring in. But now it's a reason to do that, right? It's a reason to go out and build more networks, meet individuals that you can invite in, that you'll get to know more. And then hopefully when you build that trust, you'll start seeing incredible new deal flow.
I mean, I guess I wonder, why wouldn't a firm want to have a diversity rider like this?
I can't speak to why they wouldn't want to do it, right? Every fund is different. The way that they're structured, their makeup, their cash, their LPs, I don't know.
What will success look like?
You know, I'm hopeful that, within, a few years, a year or two, that we see this in, the majority of venture funds. And hopefully founders will take it to funds and say, hey, would you embed this in my term sheet?
Yeah. Best case, could you see a scenario where, as this conversation becomes more prevalent, the push from founders, right, the competition could also incentivize firms to bring on more underrepresented partners?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I hope this is all going to go, right? Like, no matter what we do, it's not enough, right? Hire more people, write more checks, do the rider, create office hour programs, cohorts, all of it. Like, it's not enough. The gap is so wide, right? Diversity is forever. And if we start thinking about it in that regard, then it will become part of our normal behavior when we're out building networks, when we're out looking for companies, when we're out doing deals, how we structure them, how we advise our founders to think about building their executive ranks, their boards, all of it, right? We'll get more to a more equitable and just world. And that's the world that I want to live in. I'm an optimist and I'm hopeful that that's the world we're going to see ourselves in the coming years here.
Alejandro Guerrero is a principal with the firm Act One Ventures. And now for some related links. As we mentioned in the interview, there are some notable absences from the Diversity Rider program. Big Silicon Valley names like Sequoia, Andreessen Horowitz, Kleiner Perkins. We asked all three if they had plans to join this totally non-binding voluntary inclusion of language in their term sheets with the goal of starting a conversation about diversity at all stages of the investing lifecycle. Andreessen Horowitz pointed us to its Cultural Leadership Fund, an $18 million or so fund made up of 100% Black limited partners, whose primary investor is also Black, with one goal being to, quote, enable more young African Americans to enter the technology industry. I should note that the LPs who've put money into the Cultural Leadership Fund are pretty much all celebrities, corporate executives, and some athletes. So not the scrappy would-be investors who Guerrero says he's hoping will get a foot in the door with something like the Diversity Rider. And a TP Insights piece from last month notes that the Cultural Leadership Fund has invested in 65 companies. And of those, just 3 have at least one Black founder, and 11 have at least one female founder. Just saying, maybe more conversations wouldn't hurt. Kleiner and Sequoia didn't get back to us in time for air. And here's what else we're watching in tech. On TikTok Watch, apparently maybe Walmart and Microsoft might team up to buy it. And then Walmart would pivot TikTok towards a more full-on e-commerce shopping experience. So creators and influencers could just sell you things. Which, listen, again, privacy and data collecting are real concerns with TikTok, maybe no more so than with Facebook, Instagram, Google, or Amazon. But considering the awesome and fun and diverse breadth of content on TikTok and the true love that people have for it, you kind of couldn't even engineer a sadder fate. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer, who just took over a few months ago, saw that pale horse coming and promptly quit. He announced the move Thursday. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Becca Weinman and Robin Edgar are our engineers. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.